Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's breakfast food with Delaney Mears.
Out of food and emails, Delaney, what do you like better? Do you like food or emails?
I'm going to have to go with food on that one.
Same here!
We're in consensus.
I know. So we didn't send an email to each other like we were supposed to this week.
Yeah.
You sent one to me, sort of, but then I didn't reply. Because I like food more.
Yeah, me too.
I'd give it up for food. Boop, boop, boop.
Give it up for food!
Woo! It's your specialty. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, I had an inquiry from a listener.
Yes.
Via Instagram.
Okay.
At Delaney Mears, if you're interested in Instagram.
Do
you?
Yeah.
You should do some slow cooker recipes for winter. Or are slow cookers frowned upon in the culinary world? Now I'm worried.
No. You know, there used to be good casseroles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The unsexiest word in food.
Yep.
Casserole.
Jules and I were watching some game show yesterday where one of the big prizes was a set of casserole dishes.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh. Now, a casseroles have been out of favour. It's an unsexy word. I think basically the same thing's just been reinvented. You know,
I feel like we've talked about slow cooking, and then maybe the listeners have missed it.
Maybe. We talked about winter vegetarian a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we did too.
But, you know, a couple of people have been asking me about slow cooker things because, you know, it's the season. It's cold now. People are dusting off
their
machines.
People are moving
slower.
Sluggish.
But, I mean, you can't just throw anything in there and expect it to taste good. That's the key.
But what are some definite, yep, no problem, boom, that's always going to work?
Lamb shanks.
Lamb shanks.
Yep, if you can get lamb shanks on special.
Past the shank.
Past the shank.
No, what part is the shank?
Oh, isn't it like part of the sort of...
Part of the insides, but I mean...
Butt leg type situation?
Butt leg?
Should we Google it? No.
The mysterious shank.
Yeah, isn't it part of the sort of...
Yeah, it's the shank. It's the shank.
Thigh? You know.
But hey, nice shank, lamb.
Someone will text in, I'm sure, and enlighten us.
Yeah.
So lamb shanks can be great with sort of Moroccan-type flavours.
Sure.
So you can get like a spice. You can buy a spice paste or there's a spice paste called harissa, which is a North African kind of situation.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you just squeeze like a generous dollop of that in, bit of stock, bit of wine.
Is it good to take advice on spice? Because just saying, oh, look, some Moroccan spice, it's the sort of thing you could be heavy-handed or too light, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing worse than going, oh, look, I'm going to spice this up. And then when you actually have the meal, I can't even taste it.
I mean,
I'm really looking forward to some really dangerous food. You know?
I'd highly recommend following a recipe if you've got one.
It's good advice, actually, yeah.
So, Moroccan-y type lamb shanks, good with couscous, you know, a bit of preserved lemon. You could chuck a few dates or prunes in there for a bit of sweetness.
Yeah, sure.
So if you're going to have a bit of sweetness, then you want lots more spice to sort of balance it out.
Not like sweetness, like strawberries and stuff.
No, like dates or prunes.
Okay.
And then with that, you know, spice mix, harissa paste, for example, is quite like chili based.
So it seems a bit, it's thoroughly savoury, isn't it?
You can't
sort of do a sweet and sour sort of, you know, so something with a bit more, something that's a little less bloody wintery.
So the other thing, speaking of, is I found a recipe, for slow cooker braised beef tacos. Now, I know you don't eat red meat, but for the listeners out there that do.
I can hear some people salivating.
Yeah, chucking. So tacos, you know, people often think Mexican food is summery, but limes are cheap in winter in New Zealand because that's when they grow. And so you're not paying $40 a kilo, you're paying sort of like $7.
Yeah.
And if you've got a tree, like my mum does, then you can just, you know, raid that.
Very rare, the lime tree.
Well, yeah, but apparently, I think they're increasing, maybe.
Plant a lime tree. Go out today and plant one.
Oh, at least, you know, at the very least, plant a lemon tree.
At least plant a lemon tree.
Yeah. And so
I really love those lemon trees are like sort of you have to wonder are they 100 years old because
yes.
The lemons are like sort of like the size of a small head.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're just huge things.
So and they're so juicy.
Juicy.
I actually drove through Avondale sort of New Windsor the other day with my friend.
Don't give away the location.
And I spotted one of those exact trees. It was sort of a very plain lawn and an old house and just this big, beautiful...
Almost a trap.
...laden lemon tree.
almost a trap for fruit stealers.
I did not go
you
and
did
steal
so
them.
Think about that, though.
So Mexican food, tacos, braised beef in your slow cooker, which you can just put on, you know, before you go to work or overnight. And then you've just got this...
How come it just doesn't ruin it by leaving it on that long?
I think it's something to do with the so when you've got like say a pot on the stove, It's the contact with the heat. So I think they just distribute that better and control the temperature. Yeah. It's all about temperature control.
Yeah.
And the thing with, if you've got
not
braised...
Not just going off straight away, just like just taking your sweet, sweet time.
So if you've got your braised beef, then you can keep your tacos really simple. You just need like some lime and maybe, if you're feeling flush, an avocado, like a dollop of yogurt. Or, you know, just one sort of one or two vegetables.
A little sombrero.
Some raw cabbage. Definitely
a
sombrero.
A little mini sombrero you put
definitely
on the top.
A margarita. Like definitely just get the tequila out.
Yeah.
Taco Tuesdays. You're sorted.
There's a call that's been a persistent call there, which I'm just going to see. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, I'm caller. So a couple of things.
Okay.
But the knee down to the shin, yeah, that's your shank.
Oh, this is the shank. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, and it's not salivating, it's salivating.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, you said salivating, mate.
Salivating.
I'm pretty sure I didn't say that. I've never said that, I don't think. But maybe the radio projected it as that, because who knows how radio works anyway. So salivating, and it's from the knee down to the ankle or to the
knee down the shin, did he say?
That was a long time strong previous, right? But yeah, okay, knee down to the shin.
Mm.
It's just shin.
That's what he said.
Little lammy's shin.
Shank.
Yeah, that's the shank.
So I guess when you get
I guess you have to cut the shin. Yeah. Okay.
But luckily, we live in an age where butchers do that for us.
Butchers.
We can just buy them, you know, ready to go.
Straight
into the slow cooker.
Yeah, straight into the slow cooker for winter. And so cozy.
So cozy.
So cozy.
Now,
how many is that going to feed? I mean, how many do you feed out of that? Two hungry people, four meals, but two really hungry people, or one really hungry person?
Your lamb shanks often
and
come
then can
in.
You leave it out? Can you leave it, like, once you've done your cook?
Yeah.
You just sort of just leave it. Turn it on again and turn it off again and just leave it until it's finally, you just eat away at it. You know, is it like a...
It depends.
Like a sketchy salsa that you just...
you'd probably eat your one meal and then refrigerate the leftovers.
You probably would.
And then gently reheat them, you know, the next day or two.
Right.
Now, I also want to talk about pasta because...
Okay.
Yep. I know we talk about pasta, but I'm thinking easy, quick, filling dinners.
I'm interested.
Easy, quick,
you
filling
piqued my interest,
dinners.
Nothing flashy today, is it? It's good, honest stuff.
Yeah, it's winter and, you know, we just want to load up on carbs.
Knuckle down,
So on the weekend, long weekend, Queen's birthday, I found a recipe on a website called Bon Appetit, which is an American magazine. Highly recommended if you're, into food. And it was their recipe for cacio e pepe, which is pepper and cheese pasta. It's just a very simple spaghetti dish with butter, cheese.
Pepper and cheese.
Pepper. Yes. Now, bear with me. He's laughing. He's laughing at me. Sarah's come in because it's so...
She's bloody lived in Italy for a long time.
So I bet you ate a lot of cacio e pepe.
Am I right, Sarah?
Shut up, Jonah.
I bet she could. The beauty of the dish is in its simplicity, like much Italian cooking. And... basically, I made it a couple of times because I made it for myself and then my sister came over and she's like, can you make it for me? So I made it again. You get about a tablespoon, and I'm talking like a generous tablespoon, of butter in your pan. Let that kind of bubble away, and then you put in a teaspoon or a tablespoon, probably a crucial information.
Part of the recipe,
heaps and heaps and heaps of cracked pepper.
I just put in heaps and heaps of cracked pepper in everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Ice cream, glass of juice.
Edgy. So edgy.
I like it though. I love it.
So you'd love this dish.
Yeah.
Because it's so simple. So you've got
pasta,
butter and pepper.
Pepper and cheese.
And then while the spaghetti's cooking, you get half a cup of the salty pasta water and put that in the frying pan. No, delicious.
Oh, okay. Like pasta bong water, but yeah, okay.
and then heaps of parmesan, and then you drain the spaghetti, add that to the dish, you know, increase the heat, and so you cook the spaghetti until 2 minutes before it's done, so it's still got that, you know, crunch. So you know when you taste pasta and you're like, oh, it still needs two more minutes, that's when you stop and you put it in.
Oh.
And then
it's called keeping it al dente.
Yeah, but even like pre al dente. And then you take that off, and then you add more cheese. So you add pecorino at this stage, which is a sort of sheep's milk. Yeah, sheep's milk, I think. Salty kind of Italian cheese, kind of like parmesan. And then you add that, and you toss it all together, and it's just this very unassuming plate of food that tastes amazing.
light and tasty?
I
guess it depends on your cheese, doesn't
it? Like, it's not like cream heavy, but yeah. It is, I mean, it's just coated pasta.
Once again, good cockles of the heart.
Butter, cheese, pepper.
Winter fare, eh?
And then last night, also just, you know, still had the ingredients. So I was like, well, I also have broccoli and I also have anchovies and I also have chili flakes.
I had an audience with broccoli last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd you go?
Lovely.
So I sort of mixed cacio e pepe and this broccoli anchovy pasta and, yeah, mixed them together. And so just chopped up the broccoli, you know, quite finely. Like the whole, it was quite satisfying getting a whole head of broccoli and your big sharp knife and just chopping it into.
What about a couple of months ago when there was the broccoli lull?
Yeah.
Oh, you remember that.
So grateful that we got through it all together.
We made it in New Zealand.
So, yeah, basically same recipe, but add broccoli, chopped anchovies, bit of garlic, bit of chili flakes. And then you get the sort of luscious, cheesy, peppery, broccoli-y broccoli
again,
pasta.
And the cockles are warmed.
They are.
Yeah, once again.
And that's a good winter vegetarian one if you eat anchovies. And someone's just texted in and said, where can you get the recipe? And it's on bonappetit.com, but I'll put it on my Delaney Mears Facebook page.
Share it. Yeah.
Now, the other thing, someone's texted in, what are your feelings on gremolata? I have strong positive feelings towards gremolata. It's basically just chopped parsley, lemon zest, and raw garlic. So you make into this sort of sprinkle.
Yeah, it's sort of like a hummusy sort of thing, but just with different ingredients.
But it's more.
So not like that at all.
Like it's like a sprinkle. It's just those three ingredients. You can add a bit of salt. You can add a bit of olive oil. And you sprinkle that on your slow cooked meat. So a casserole, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we've talked about this before. And then it, like the heat of the meat just like, you know, makes that garlic just infuse the room and it's delicious. Oh. Infuse that room.
They're fused with the smell of meat.
Yeah.
Mm.
And raw garlic.
And raw garlic.
Yeah.
And a little bit of parsley.
Yeah.
Lemon juice.
So there's some ideas.
So Delaney Mears, you are a winter wonderland full of treats this morning. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And when are you going to head off?
Next week's my last week.
Oh, boo! No food from then onwards.
Nom, 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 nom,
starving.
Nom.
We'll be starving.
That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.